But perhaps by this time you're beginning to wonder, well, what about prajna? What about prajna paramita? After all, this evening I'm supposed to be launching a book entitled Wisdom Beyond Words. Sense and nonsense, not nonsense, but nonsense, in the Buddhist prajna paramita tradition. Well, thereby hangs a tale. Originally, the book was to have been called simply Perfect Wisdom. We all thought this a really appropriate title. But shortly before it was due to go to press, Naga Bodhi discovered that a book with the same title, exactly the same title, had just been brought out by another Buddhist publisher. So the title of our book had to be changed. And that's why it's called Wisdom Beyond Words. But this is, by the way, what about prajna? Prajna is from the same verbal root as vijnana and jnana. That is to say, is from jna, to know. The prefix pra, so that we have prajna, is an intensifier. So that prajna may be said to be knowledge proper, or even knowledge par excellence. It's usually translated wisdom, though this is not really very helpful. Like jnana, prajna sees things as they really are, sees them according to reality. Like jnana, prajna is free from greed, hatred and delusion, is transcendental and of the nature of nirvana. Nonetheless, there is a great difference between the two. We may say that jnana represents a state that has been achieved. Prajna represents a function or faculty. Jnana, we may say, in a word, is static. Prajna is dynamic. The nature of prajna is illustrated by a passage in the Platform Scripture, which is the foundational text of Zen Buddhism. Huineng, the sixth patriarch, says, Samadhi is the quintessence of prajna, while prajna is the activity of samadhi. Here, in this context, the context of the Platform Scripture, samadhi does not mean concentration or meditation. Samadhi corresponds to jnana. At the same time, we should not think that the two, that is to say, samadhi and prajna, or jnana and prajna, are really separate. As Huineng goes on to point out, they are like the lamp and its light. He says, with the lamp there is light. Without it, it would be dark. The lamp is the quintessence of the light, and the light is the expression of the lamp. In name they are two things, but in substance they are one and the same. The same is the case with samadhi and prajna. In other words, the same is the case with jnana and prajna.